Superman, The Last Son of Krypton. Issue 6, Gambit.
How are you feeling, Lana?
Nervous. Very nervous.
Oh, don't worry. You'll be fine. Live television isn't as scary as most people think.
No, it's not that. I'm used to being on television.
Then what is it?
My guest.
Haven't you been around him quite a bit in the past?
I just never felt completely comfortable. He sort of scares me, Kat.
He's just a man.
He's just a very powerful man.
Excuse me, Miss Lang. I'm one of the producers. I just wanted to let you know that your guest has arrived. We're ready to go live.
Thank you. I'll be right there.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, good luck, Lana. I'll be watching from the control room. Break a leg.
Thanks. Well, I hope I'm up to this.
I told you already, Mr. Luther is indisposed.
Indisposed?
Yes.
Really? How so?
Sorry to interrupt you, Toots, but,
Wait your turn, Metalhead.
You're a sassy dame, ain't you? Maybe I should teach you a lesson about not running your mouth.
Why don't you try it?
Maybe I should.
You're nothing but a clinking, clanking, clattering collection of collagenous junk.
I am not a... Wait. Huh?
If you only had a brain.
Oh, that's it.
Take one more step, Metallo, and it's all over. I've been letting you lie low here until Superman and his friends call off their search for you, but that can change in a heartbeat.
I'm not gonna stand here and let some woman make fun of me.
You're right, that is it.
So you want a piece of me then? You've been getting on my nerves since we first met, Toots.
Well, you've done nothing short of tarnish this place with your idiocy and second-grade education.
Fine. Let's do it then.
Fine.
Hey, what are you doing?
I've decided you don't deserve that Kryptonian battle suit for your body. So I decided to rip your head off.
That's not fair. Lex and I had a deal.
Mercy's prerogative.
That's a bunch of bull.
Shut up. Dr. Anderson?
Oh, nothing at all. What can I do for you, Miss Mercy?
I need that device we talked about.
Of course you do. Very good then, very good. Here we are, Miss Mercy. As promised. Oh yes, as promised.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with that?
Hold still.
You can't.
That should take care of it. I think Hobbs Bay is about 5 miles from here. Let's see what we can do about getting you a nice bayside vacation, shall we?
What did you do?
Something delightful.
I want to know just what the hell is going on here.
Quiet, Miss Lane. Mr. Luther's interview is about to start.
Good afternoon, Metropolis. I'm Lana Lang. Welcome to Talk of the Town, a new weekly show here on WGBS. As this is our series premiere, I felt there was only one person who meant enough to this city to be my guest, a man whose name is forever linked to Metropolis as its favorite son, former President Lex Luthor.
Greetings, Miss Lang.
Thank you for coming.
Please, Lana. We worked side by side in the White House for 4 years. It's the least I could do.
Yes. Well, I'd like to leave the past aside and look to the future if we could.
Of course.
You recently returned to Metropolis after losing your bid for re-election. Is that correct?
Yes. I've resumed my position as head of LexCorp International.
And where do you see Metropolis heading in the next couple of years?
Well, that's an interesting question, Miss Lang. I suppose it depends entirely on one's point of view.
Oh? How so?
I think it's perfectly obvious, don't you? The people of this city still look up to the alien as if he's some sort of savior sent from above to save us all.
Superman, you mean?
Naturally.
You obviously disagree with that perception of him.
I've been on record saying as much for years now, since long before my time in the White House.
That's very true. It's a position you've held consistently throughout the years. But I'm curious as to why you think your differing view of Superman will play a part in Metropolis's future.
Because I see him for what he is, and he's not some selfless, magical do-gooder sent here to save us from ourselves.
I hardly think that.
You miss my point. He's no hero.
He has saved countless lives.
And how many more have gone unsaved? How many people have called out for Superman instead of calling the police? He may be powerful, but he's only one man. He can't be everywhere at once. Some people he's not going to save. And instead of calling someone who could really help them, people wait for this flying fairy tale to swoop in and rescue them. Do you know what happens to those people, Miss Lang? They die.
He does the best he can. As you said, he's only one man.
A man who has the power to ease suffering, yet chooses not to.
Now you've gone too far.
Sit back down, Miss Lang. I would not make such outrageous claims were I not prepared to back them up.
Oh, and just how do you plan to do that?
I'm sure we all recall the terrible events of last week.
You're referring to the passing of Lois Lane?
Yes. Perhaps the greatest loss the city has ever suffered.
How is that connected?
Did you not see Superman's reaction? The video feed aired right here on your very own station.
I saw it. I was there. He reacted like any man would have.
But he's not any man. He's Superman. He knelt there in the street, in the pouring rain, as ambulances raced injured people to the hospital. 3 of them died en route. I can't help but wonder how many of them would have lived if he'd taken them to the hospital himself, faster than a speeding bullet.
That's not fair.
What's not fair is that those people were injured in the first place because of him. He knocked Metallo into the apartment building. Thus, their deaths are on his conscience. Listen to me, people of Metropolis. What I've been telling you all along is true. Superman, the alien, isn't what he says he is. His actions injured innocent people. His inaction caused the death of 3 others. Lois Lane was clearly more important to him than those injured innocents were. How long until someone else is more important to him than you, and he leaves you to your death? Think on that for a while.
Hey, John Henry, did you hear that?
Hear what?
Luther's appearance on that new talk show.
No, I didn't. I've got a lot of work to do.
I can't even believe him. He's lying and manipulative, and the crowd is playing right into his hands.
Kara.
What?
Why does that surprise you? You know how Luthor is. This seems par for the course for him.
I guess I'm just more upset at the people who are agreeing with him. I mean, after all Clark has done for this city, for them to turn on him makes me sick. Much less for it to happen so quickly.
Luthor's got charisma. I'll give him that.
Is that a good hmm or a bad hmm?
That depends on your perspective.
On what?
Metallo. I just picked him up on the scanners.
Where is he?
It looks like he's out in the bay.
I'm going after him.
I should call Clark.
I can handle this.
Are you sure?
No, but there's only one way to find out.
Yeah. I'm calling Clark.
Oh!
Well, look what we have here.
Huh? Wait, what?
We've been looking for you for days.
You have? Why?
Save the stupid act.
Act?
Oh, I know you're dumb, but you're not that dumb. Where's Lois?
Lois who?
Lane. Lois Lane. What have you done with her?
I don't know what you're talking about, honey. But you sure look cute in that skirt.
Fine, then. We'll do this the fun way.
Metallo versus Supergirl. You don't stand a chance.
Maybe you've forgotten that your body seems to be made out of only tugboats at the moment. You think knocking me into the mirror is gonna stop me?
Didn't hurt to try.
Oh, there'll be some hurt involved.
Stop!
Superman, you're back!
It would seem that way.
Aw, crap. Hey, Blue.
We need to talk, Metallo.
Gotta go.
What's the rush? Kara, use your heat vision on his other leg. Melt him down!
With pleasure.
There, that should do it. Nothing left of him but his skull.
And yet there's still not all that much there.
What do you Kryptonian freaks want with me?
My cousin here has a few questions for you.
You do?
Oh, yeah, I do.
And you better answer them truthfully, because he's been mighty ticked off for a few days now.
And you won't like me when I'm angry.
All right. What do you want to know?
Featuring the voice talents of Ryan H. Nelson as Superman, Susan Bridges as Lois Lane, Daniel Sensenbach as Lex Luthor, Lauren Hallie Peabody as Mercy, Clover Watson as Cat Grant, Dragon X Blink as Kara Zor-El and Supergirl, Michael Lunar McCaskill as John Henry Iron, Darian Lindell as Lana Lang, Neil Bailey as Dr. Anderson, Susan Bridges as the television producer, and Jeffrey Bridges as Metallo. Written, directed, and produced by Jeffrey Bridges. This production is copyright 2005 Pendant Productions. Superman created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, copyright 2005 DC Comics. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. To visit the home of Superman on the internet, visit SupermanHomepage.com. Thanks for listening.